ABP News, I'm Ben Tonis. The White House confirms Russia's obtained an anti-satellite weapon, but it's urging calm. Saka Magani has details.
National Security spokesman John Kirby specifies the weapon is not operational, and while Russia's pursuit of it is troubling.
There is no immediate threat to anyone's safety. We are not talking about a weapon that can be used to attack human beings or cause physical destruction here on Earth.
The White House confirmed the intelligence after a vague warning yesterday from House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, urging the administration to declassify information about a serious national security threat. Kirby says that process had already started and says Turner regrettably warned of the threat anyway. He says the White House will try to directly engage with Russia about the weapon. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hezbollah is vowing retaliation after two Israeli strikes in Lebanon yesterday killed three of its fighters, including a commander, and 10 civilians. It's the deadliest day in more than 4 months of nearly daily cross-border exchanges. And Karen Shamas reports Israeli forces stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. I'm Karen Shamas.
An FBI informant has been charged with lying about Joe Biden and son Hunter's ties to a Ukrainian energy company. A New York judge has set March 25th for the start of Donald Trump's hush money case, and stocks closed higher again, the S&P setting a new all-time high. This is AP News. SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket has lifted a private company's lunar lander into space on a mission to the moon's south pole. Jackie Quinn has more.
At Florida's Cape Canaveral.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff. Go, SpaceX. Go IM-1 and the Odysseus Lunar Lander.
A SpaceX rocket took Intuitive Machines' lunar lander for a trip to the moon. Travel time's about a week, and if the touchdown is successful, it would be the first U.S. moon landing in more than 50 years. NASA has some experiments on board as well, hoping to get a head start on a moon mission that's slated for later this decade. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Elon Musk is looking to move the legal home of SpaceX from Delaware to Texas. This after a Delaware judge voided his $55.8 billion pay package from Tesla. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.